in which there are two sets of laws in Israel,
one set
for Jewish nationals and one set for Palestinian citizens of Israel.
Pure propaganda.
This is if your guest speaker actually wants to be aware of the truth. Yes, the truth hurts, Mr. Kaplan, the truth hurts.
All right, may I respond to this gibberish? Listen, first of all, she talks about the Geneva Accords. It doesn't even apply to the Palestinians or to Hamas because it talks about high contracting parties. The Palestinians are under contract, they're under license with the State of Israel through the United Nations to try and, through the Oslo Accords, to try and create a state there. And Israel is providing them with food and electricity and water even now as the war commences. The Israeli military is fighting the Hamas terrorists, who she supports. Now, I would like to point out to people that we're on Iranian television right now, and the Iranians are the ones who smuggled in the Grad rockets and those 1,000 missiles which are dropping on civilian heads inside Israel today. So, you know, the Iranians' hands are not clean here, and we have Ms. Masri spouting international law, of which she knows nothing about. She knows how to use the words.
Okay,
she claims that they're under siege.
Go ahead, Ms. Masri.
Mr. Kaplan, I do not claim that the Palestinians in Gaza are under siege. United Nations agencies, one after the other, make it very clear that the Palestinians in Gaza are under siege. Very clear. As to your statement, all I am asking you is to apply your same statements to all peoples. If you are against the Palestinians in Gaza to have military weaponry of any kind, be they Grad rockets or homemade rockets, then I would urge you to also be against the State of Israel having weaponry, and consequently to be against the U.S. government giving F-16s and all kinds of weapons, the first of their kind in the world, to the Israeli government for them to commit international human rights violations against Palestinians. I only ask you, Mr. Kaplan, to treat Palestinians as you would want Israelis to be treated. Palestinians have the right for self-defense. Palestinians have the right to live in dignity. Palestinians have the right to live in freedom. If you demand that of Israelis, demand that of all people.
Oh,
do not
please.
Spew
what
your
freedom?
Racist logic,
what
Mr.
freedom?
Kaplan.
It's a
that
military
is what I
dictatorship.
Ask.
All right, may I respond to this woman? This woman is distorting things which aren't true. Number one, the Palestinians do not live under any freedom with the Palestinian government. They live under a military dictatorship. They live under a terrorist dictatorship. Also, I would urge Ms. Masri to get the Hamas Charter. Cornell University has an excellent translation on the web.
Hamas Charter.
And she can read that it says in there that their duty is to wipe out Israel, is also to annihilate every Jew in Israel. Plus, it says it is their obligation,
That's
their religious obligation,
That's
to wipe out
false.
every Jew in the world. That's completely false. Well, you get
false.
The Hamas Charter
That's
and you show
false.
Me that it's false. It's right there. It says in the Hamas Charter,
That's
it says, the day
false.
Shall come when the rocks and the trees cry out, come, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. And that's a fact.
Oh my God.
And again, Ms. Masri, will you condemn the producers here from Iran who have been smuggling in these rockets and missiles, 1,000 of them that they've been dropping on civilian inside Israel?
No.
Will you condemn them? And when you talk about self-defense, support terrorism.
Any occupied population has the right to
self-defense. You support terrorism.
Dr. Masri.
Lie to people.
As for terrorism
you lie,
as defined by the U.S. legal code is... Terrorism as defined by the U.S. legal code is any act conducted to coerce a civilian population to change its government. This is exactly what the Israeli government is doing, according to the U.S. legal definition. Now, what I would rather do, rather than to respond to these lies, is actually to speak to the listeners of Press TV. What we are asking for right now, we as people who believe in freedom and equality and people who are opposed to racism, is very simple. We need to have international popular support right now to strengthen the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against the apartheid state of Israel. We need to be increasing the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement so that we make it very clear that these acts of criminality and brutality by the Israeli government will not go without consequence. They have gone without consequence in 2008, in 2009, in 2012, in those consecutive bombardments of Gaza then. It is beyond time for the peoples of the world to demand of their respective governments that sanctions be placed on the state of Israel for its criminal actions against the besieged populations in Gaza as well as in the West Bank.
Ms. It is Masri, beyond time Ms. for Masri, us to rise you can, up and you to can call talk for fast, real but you can't change the facts. Ms. Masri, you can talk fast, but you
the
can't
facts
change
hurt,
the facts.
Mr. Kaplan.
You talk to me
the
about definition. You talk to me about definitions of terrorism. The U.S. State Department has designated Hamas as a terrorist organization. Israel is not a terrorist organization. Israel is defending its population from a terrorist organization. You are not victims. You are crying wolf again. The fact is the Palestinians, the Arabs, have been shooting missiles into Israel for 12 years. And the Israelis, in most cases, didn't shoot back.
Okay,
and now
the fact is
they're
you need
finally
to check
fighting
your facts.
Back. And they're going
the
after
fact
the missile
is you
launches.
Need to change your facts. In 2012,
I need to change
after
my
there was 3 months
fact,
of a so-called ceasefire after the Israeli bombardment of Gaza, in 2012, if I may continue, after the Israeli bombardment of Gaza, for 3 months of a so-called ceasefire, there were more than 100 Israeli attacks by land, air, and sea against the Palestinians in Gaza. This is the ceasefire that the Israeli government wants, a ceasefire where Palestinians cease to resist and Israeli governments continue with their land, air, and sea bombardment of the Palestinians in Gaza, and they continue with their siege of Gaza. What every individual that believes in human rights is demanding is not only an end to the bombardment and the killing of almost 200 Palestinians in Gaza, but also an end to the siege on Gaza, an end to this brutal siege of Gaza that has left more than half of all the Palestinians in Gaza
Talk
in need
fast,
of food
Ms. Rosary.
Aid,
Maybe
that
you can
has left
fool
the Palestinian
people,
economy in Gaza completely destroyed. I am not talking to you, Mr. Kaplan. I am talking to the guest and to the listeners. I will not engage in dialogue yes. with someone
well,
who only spews lies and
Ms.
spews Masri, racist discourse.
Ms. Masri, will you condemn Iran smuggling missiles into
Mr.
Gaza
Kaplan.
To shoot into Israeli
right,
no. population centers?
No, I will not. No,
okay.
I will not.
No,
okay.
you won't
no,
condemn that.
Kaplan,
that's because
can
you support
can
terrorism.
I intervene? Can I just intervene
that's
here?
Because
we're running out of time. I'd like to point one issue to you before we run out of time to both of our guests. Mr. Kaplan, what we're seeing, the pictures, the reports, is that children, babies, women, these people are being killed, they're being mutilated, they're in hospital, they've lost their limbs. Is Israel going to be held accountable for that? Why does John Kerry come and say Israel has a right to self-defense, but he doesn't say anything about the innocents here who are dying? Who is going
may
to...
I, may
yes,
I,
go
may
ahead.
I, may
go
I,
ahead.
May I answer that? Because the Hamas and the Palestinian leadership personally put these children in danger. The fact is, most of these casualties that are children are the offspring, are the families of the Hamas leadership who use them as human shields. This is known to the world. There are videos
offspring.
On the internet where you can see them
the
running
offspring.
To the roofs of buildings where the Israeli is, where the Israeli Air Force has warned them there will be an attack to take out the missile launchers. It's enough of the cry wolf story about the Palestinians
yes.
being besieged. The Israelis bring in tons of food, free medical
Mr. Kaplan,
supplies. They give
I'll
them free medical
I'll
care inside Israel.
I want to get a response
this is while the war is going on.
I want to get a
on.
Response from Ms.
That's
Masri.
False.
Ms. Masri, is Hamas provoking
That's
this?
False.
This is what John Kerry said, that Hamas is provoking this.
That's absolutely false, because the attacks against Gaza happened without any provocation from any Palestinians in Gaza. However, let us put this into context. Palestinians in Gaza would not be provoking the occupier, because the mere fact that there is an occupation and there is constant siege on the Palestinians in Gaza means that any action from the Palestinians in Gaza is a response and not a provocation. We need to ask John Kerry, and we need to ask David Cameron, and we need to ask Holland of France, do the Palestinians not have the right for self-defense? Do the Palestinians not have the right to live in dignity? Would we accept the kind of language that Mr. Kaplan is spewing if it were to be directed against Jewish Israeli citizens? We would not. We would call it racism as it is rightly. And yet we seem to accept it when it is directed against Palestinians. I say enough with holding the victims responsible for their own killing. Enough with that. It is very clear. For all those who are calling for an arms embargo against Hamas, let's call for an arms embargo against Israel. Let's make sure that the entire region is free of all weapons. Let's make sure that we live without racism, with equality.
You.
Let's lift the siege on Gaza. Let's end apartheid in the land of Palestine.
Let's end apartheid within Israel.
Let us support the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement.
Thank you very much, Dr. Rania Masri, human rights advocate with the University of Balamand in Lebanon, with us there from North Carolina. And a thank you to our guest in San Francisco, Mr. Lee Kaplan, investigative journalist. Thank you so much, everyone, for staying with us here on The Debate.